Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Please bow to down.
Look at
looking up and trucking. We're gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go.
Yo, your boy.
And it's sure time to get there.
Your voice is awful.
That's why I don't sing, but you ain't gonna know today. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. Good morning, you. We got an 8-2 football team.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. It's all right to change your mind every now and then, you know.
What's this about?
Nothing, but you still, hey, listen. It's okay to change your mind every now and then, but don't change your mind without going down without a fight. That's all I got to say.
Is this about your take?
I ain't got nothing to do with my take. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, guys, we got a lot to talk about. 215-592-9494. The Philadelphia Eagles are 8-2. They have won six straight football games. And last night, the biggest game of the season, and they dominated. They won that football game. I know it was a one-score game at the end. They won that game, and they had that game because they were the better football team last night because of their defense, because of Saquon Barkley, because of their offensive line. Hugh, in a lot of ways last night, I felt like they erased the doubt in a lot of ways. And maybe not every single one, and we'll get to one where they haven't erased any doubt or all the doubt. But, Hugh, I felt like last night, to get to where they got to at 8-2, to do that to the Commanders, if you had doubt about the defense, you shouldn't have any doubt anymore. They took a team that was scoring almost 30 points a game, and until garbage time, that team had 10 points on the board. They shut them down
last
night.
Yeah, man, it was one of those things that gives you goosebumps. When you see the way that they play last night, it's a hell of a thing to play with confidence. It's a hell of a thing to be out there, and everybody on the same one accord, everybody's locked in, and it just makes it so much easier to go out there and play. Guys are, for the most part, healthy. They're functional.
Yep.
You know, the Kobe D is out there doing his thing. Jalen Carter looks like he's coming into his own. Vic Fangio has mixed up the right ingredients on this football team to make this defense one of a top five defense in a season.
It's amazing how fast it happened.
Yes, in a season. In one season. And that's why, you know, right now, when I think about this defense, I mean, they're good. They're playing really, really well right now. I mean, hey, in this situation, the way that this team is playing right now, I mean, there's no doubt that defense is in this.
What was that?
The defense is a necessity.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He said it. Oh, we got ourselves a show. 215-592-9494.
It hurt me to say that.
I know it did. You guys with us all day. Let's react here. The Eagles are 8-2. They have won six games in a row on the back of a defense that, you just said it, is playing at a top five level. Like, there's no other way to slice this cake. This is a dominant
slice
defense.
Slice this bacon.
And we're bacon, cake, whatever we're slicing here. We're slicing a top five defense. Here's what's hitting me. They are good at every level, right? You have Jalen Carter up front, and I feel like last night, that was like the night you saw all the potential in Jalen Carter. He played every snap in that game last night. So you have Jalen Carter. You have Zach Bond at the linebacker spot. Continue to do what he's done all year. And then you have in the back end, we know what Cooper DeJean has been. The safeties make plays, like the Reed interception late. And Quinyon Mitchell.
Exciting whites.
Well, you have the exciting whites back there. You have Quinyon Mitchell, who's an exciting.
I really like that name.
First
man.
Round pick. The exciting whites.
The exciting whites. I really like that name.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you have everything. I mean, Quinyon Mitchell, it's like, we're bordering on special with Quinyon Mitchell. They didn't even throw in his direction last night, Hugh.
No, it was great to see, man. You know, and Zach Bond had that one play where he gave up the touchdown, where it basically essentially put them in position to get the touchdown. And after that, you thought that, you know, the pumpkin, the carriage was going to turn into a pumpkin, but it didn't.
Nope.
They fought back, man, and it was great to see last night. It was an exciting time to watch football last night in Philadelphia, a city that loves defense. And I just want to shout out to all the people that took time out of their busy night to DM me and to text me. And to remind me, like I needed reminding, that defense is not a luxury.
Well, it's not. It is absolutely a necessity.
I appreciate all you guys. And then, you know, especially the ones with the Clipper memes and, you know, laughing and talking about the beard is gone.
Oh, that beard's gone, man. I mean, it's
booty face on deck and all this stuff. I get it, people. I get it.
And you know what else?
I got big old shoulders, though.
Well, you're going to need him because the people are going to remind you of this forever.
And every that's okay day.
Because we have a team, Hugh, that feels like it is positioned to make a run for New Orleans. So you had the defensive side last night, which was excellent, against a really talented young quarterback and a good offense in Washington. Then there's the offensive side, which was certainly more choppy. But, Hugh, there's one thing that they are great at, and that is running the football.
Man.
Like they we're watching the highlights in front of us here, NFL Network's on the TV.
That man's rejuvenated. You know what?
Wow.
We've talked a lot about, you know, his carries and everything.
Yep.
Man, he don't seem like he has no signs of slowing down.
Well, I thought he was stronger in the fourth quarter first quarter.
Listen, it's something to be said about being in a city like Philadelphia and playing for this team and that want to. Because, man, he looks like he ain't been in the league that long as far as the wear and tear on his body and the carries that he's had this year. It hits different here, man. And I just want to take this moment for all those Giant fans that live in Philadelphia that were calling and talking about how we got a broken player and all the other good stuff. The people that listen to me right now, because I mean this from the bottom of my heart as I wear my Salute to Service shirt today. Thank you. Thank you so much.
How about the thank yous from the crowd last night?
No, that was
Giants.
Dope, man.
It was hilarious.
Thank you so much.
You know what he is? He's a player that we always say this word, but I feel it watching him, rejuvenated. Like
yes.
He got a second football life coming to the Philadelphia Eagles. And I thought at the end, in the fourth quarter, you could see that the Commanders' defense played 20 more snaps 4 days ago on the short week, right on Sunday. The Eagles' defense didn't have to play those snaps. That they wore them down. They dominated. They pushed them around. They got the victory. And they are slowly, if not maybe quickly, removing all doubt here. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Tony Gonzalez. He was on the broadcast last night afterwards for Amazon. Here is what he said about this Eagles team and how good they are right now.
You said they're the best team in our pregame show. You said they're the best team in the NFC. Do you still believe that?
I'm still going to stand by that.
You don't believe
the only reason I would say Detroit Lions, obviously, and I've said they were really, really good. You know, Jared Goff, I know it was just one game, but I just look at them, offense, defense, they need a kicker. It's something got to happen with that kicker because he's got to play better than that, but I think they are the best team in the NFC. Right.
All right, we'll get to the kicker stuff. Yeah, Jake was not good last night. That made the game closer than it had to be, but bottom line is this. It does feel like an Eagles-Lions collision course. They feel like the two best teams in the NFC without question right now. And Damian Woody on ESPN, he took it a step further saying nobody has better players than the Eagles.
Huge win because I believe that the Philadelphia Eagles are now two games up in that division.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to get a divisional game at your place against the up-and-coming Washington Commanders team, big win for the Philadelphia Eagles. And listen, as much as we've been talking about the Detroit Lions in the NFC,
mm-hmm.
We better start talking about the Philadelphia Eagles because you're talking about just personnel. Who has better personnel than the Philadelphia Eagles right now? No one. Nobody has better personnel, and they're playing some really good football.
They are playing great football right now. Hugh, I mean, it's like week in, week out, they find new ways to impress you. So I think last night, I'll put it this way. The Eagles are starting to remove every little doubt you may have had about the defense. About the running game, can it continue to play like this? Will Saquon still have juice as the season goes on? I mean, we're almost at Thanksgiving now, and the juice is not going anywhere. Hugh, can I point out one area that there's still the full doubt has not been removed?
Don't do it.
I have to.
It's a nice day. It's such a nice day. I was thinking it. You know what? When Damon Woody said what he said,
yep.
I was thinking it. But then I thought to myself, today is not the day.
All right. Well, I got it. I'll be the guy that
do
has
it.
To do
Cook.
It.
Well,
The
doubt right now is the quarterback. The doubt is the passing game. It's the quarterback. Everything else last night passed the test. They dominated defensive line. They got sacks. Their linebackers played well. Their safety made a play at the end. Their corners were excellent. Their offensive line was like. Line it all up. Everything was good last night, except the passing game and except the quarterback. He wasn't bad. Like it wasn't like he lost them the game, and he didn't have turnover worthy plays left and right. I mean, we've seen Jalen have tougher times, but the passing game last night, Hugh, was very blah against a passing defense that's not that great. You okay?
Is the fire alarm going off again?
No. I would just make like you what know when that? Sounds usually happen in the studio.
You think it's you? Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I'm usually the one that's being accused, and I know it wasn't.
Oh no,
me.
You looked right at me like, "Don't look at me."
I was like, "It's not me. It's not me."
I just thought he didn't know how to respond to the Jalen doubt. I was shocked.
Well, I was shocked, and I was trying to piece through what I saw and trying to figure out not so much making an excuse,
yep,
but try to understand why it was the way it has been, like. If I'm being honest, Jalen, for the last couple of weeks, for whatever reason, has taken a while to get going.
When it comes to
slow starts. But when he gets going, he gets going. But there's a couple plays last night, like one play on the sideline. I guess his footing wasn't right or whatever, where he had A.J. Brown open, wide ass open.
Why? And it seemed like he got caught in his own feet and missed him by a lot.
I don't know. And he threw it over him, and A.J. was clearly not happy. There was a couple plays where I felt like he held the ball just a little bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit too long. And then, you know, watching that game and watching it with the company that I was keeping and just trying to figure out why in this game, why does it feel like you're coming up short? I guess that's I don't know a better way to put it. Why are you coming up short and what's going on? Because we talked all day about how we didn't feel like with the personnel that you had to do a whole lot. And there was a lot there when you talk about how this defense wasn't good against really anything that you did, that you couldn't get it going.
I mean, they outgained the Commanders by almost 200 yards. They had way more third down conversions.
Time of possession. Yeah, they beat them in the time of possession, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, if it was for better kicking and more efficient passing, they would have blown the doors off them. And, they were the better team last night. 215-592-9494. All right, let's react together here on a victory Friday. The Eagles are 8-2. They've won six in a row. They're a game and a half up in first place in the NFC East. And so much is great right now. I mean, the offensive line, the run game. Saquon Barkley has been incredible for this football team. And the defense has gone from bad to incredible in that quickly.
Yeah.
The only doubt left is can the pass game and Jalen catch up with the rest of the team and give them the best team in the NFL? Kyle, how you feeling this morning as the Eagles have a six-game winning streak?
I am firing up the bus.
All right.
We're gassing it up. We're going eastbound and down. We have a Super Bowl team on our hands, fellas.
Yes, we do.
We do. I mean, this is – I agree about the Jalen Hurts part, and I don't want to harp on it at least right now because we have a defense, guys, that is – I can't even – the way that we thought about this team before the season started was if this defense is top 15, it'll be okay because the offense will pick it up.
Yep.
This is one of the best defenses in football. It's one of the best defenses we've had in this city in so long. When I walked in this morning, the security guard stopped me and said, yo, how about that defense, man?
You get goosebumps when you did
it? I did. This is a defensive city, and we have a real defense on our hands.
You're a defensive city.
We do.
I can't dispute that. Because
this defense can carry us to a Super Bowl.
People were jumping all in my DMs talking about, yo!
Yeah. That beard's green,
buddy. It is amazingly ironic that when Hugh rolls out the defense is a luxury, not a necessity take, we have maybe the best defense in the NFL? You couldn't have scripted this any better.
Technically, I wrote it out about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, so we morphed into that, though.
And so it took about a year and a half. So technically, if we want to keep score,
no,
I won.
No.
No, yeah. We got a couple. We got some tape feeders coming.
It's not. It's not called spin. It's called a coping mechanism.
Whatever it's called.
It's called something that needs to make me feel good about
this
take that's about to die. It's about
as
to
we're gonna
die.
Ride the back of a defense. You know, you look up. This is. Like, just think about the last three Eagles Super Bowl teams, 04, 17, 22. This defense is on par statistically with any of them. That's how great it's been. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the win. Did last night erase all doubts? And if you have some left, where is it? Let's go to the phone lines here as the Philadelphia Eagles are 8-2 in first place in the NFCs by a game and a half plus the tiebreaker over the Commanders. Chris in Middletown starts us off. Good morning, Chris.
Eastbound down, loaded up and trucking. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, you ready, Chris? It feels like it's about to happen.
Yeah, we're getting that bus all gassed up.
Hey, nope, my voice did not crack there, okay?
No,
growth.
I put a little too much lemon in the water yesterday pregame.
No, yeah, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, I'm sure that was it.
Anyway,
yeah.
So let's get to some apologies that need to be handed out on this show. Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
You look at that man, Joe, sitting next to you, and you tell Joe.
I ain't apologizing, Joe.
No, I'm not apologizing.
I ain't apologizing. For what? Apologize, Joe, for what?
Come on here.
Joe Giglio, you owe Kyle an apology.
Oh, Joe.
That's right.
Joe, okay.
I agree.
On Wednesday, I had to sit in Klondike Cage with my Penn State Saquon Barkley jersey on and listen to you argue and tell Kyle he was wrong. Saquon was not the team MVP. What do you have to say for yourself, Joe?
You know what? I was wrong. It's Vic Fangio. He's the team MVP. Turning this defense into what
Well, it's not Jalen Hurts, that's for sure.
All right, listen. Let everyone take a deep breath. Now, Chris, Saquon is... I do think the Fangio acquisition has been... You know, it's turned this thing around. But, Chris, I can't say anything better about Saquon. He has been... I downplayed how much of an impact he could have because he's a running back. But, Chris, he's been great. He's taken what I thought he was, which was obviously a tremendously talented player, and he's, like, added, like, turbo boost to that. I love watching him play, Chris. He's an amazing football player.
It is phenomenal. Now, babyface you, we ain't forgetting about you. You know, I hope, and I know my boy Kyle already cut that out of you when you said that defense is a necessity. So, that's fantastic. Guys, man, let's look at our defense. We've been talking about this. Dude, they outperformed the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Nobody argues that they don't have a dominant defense. Dude, we did what Pittsburgh couldn't do. 18 points is all this offense that we've been hearing about. Oh, my God, this quarterback, John Jaworski goes on. He's the best quarterback he's ever seen in his entire lifetime. Blah, blah, blah. Cliff Kingsbury is a genius. Who was our former offensive coordinator down? It's down there.
Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson, why did we let him go? Blah, blah, blah. You know what happened, Hugh? The Thundercats silenced them all.
The Exciting Whites. I love
Shut
that name, by
them
the way.
Down. I'm telling you, man, 2,000 Ravens we got on our hand. All we got to do is run the ball, play defense. I'm not going to pile on to Jalen because Jalen came on the second half and did what he needed to do. There'll be plenty of time for that because we got a long week next week, so we get extra content.
Got plenty of time to pile on.
Oh, but, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Not today,
guys,
though.
Before I let you go, I hope you get, and I forward it to Joe and to Kyle, our boy Skip, what couple beverages in last name, crowd baby loser he is, admitted that the Eagles have the number one defense and the best team in the NFL, and it was fantastic. So all you cockroach cowboy fans out there in the Delaware Valley, I'm loving it.
Yeah, Skip
this
doing TV
is shows beautiful.
Twitter.
Man, I'm going to leave you out with something done properly. We are E-I-G-L-E-S Eagles Super Bowl Bowl!
Now we're talking, Chris. Chris, appreciate the phone call.
Don't do it, Joe.
I did it once.
No,
I
do it. Do it, Joe. This all you, Joe.
I can't do it. I'm like the guy yesterday who tried to debut his song on the show, and you crushed him.
It was great, though, man. You know, sing like nobody's listening, man.
But a lot of people were listening.
Yeah,
was
that's the problem. Well, I mean, I was excited.
You just got to close your eyes, man, and pretend.
Listen, I'm not going to promise I'm going to do it often, but if they keep winning games like this once a week, I might have to. I'm sorry.
The Eagles brought their A game yesterday, but not everybody else. I mean, Chris was...
Okay. That
again, short week, long night. Not everyone could be Saquon Barkley and just dominating a short week. 215-592-9494. You know what I appreciate about, well, just every fan here? How quickly we all can spin things into what makes us feel great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before the season, if someone called this radio station, and I don't think what Chris said is, like, intentionally hilarious, but before the season, if someone had said, hey, the Eagles could be like the 2000 Ravens, and we all would have laughed them out of the room.
Yeah, you drunk.
And now he said that, and like obviously this defense isn't quite as great as the 2000 Ravens, but the idea of winning a Super Bowl or getting to one on the back of the defense no longer feels insane.
No, and again, man, it's something. It was one play that Kobe Dean made down by when they were backed up.
The play where Daniels tried to scramble.
Yes.
And yes.
That is want to. That is hella confidence. And reading and reacting to what you've seen and knowing, like believing in what you see. Because I think in that play, he was, if I remember correctly, he was the spy. He dropped back, but he was watching the quarterback. And when the quarterback tried to come up, he tackled him, man. And I'm like, damn, they're playing well. I mean, it was no denying last night. You know, I was going into this game and I thought it'd be a lot closer than it was. Well, it was, but I thought it'd be more high scoring than it was. Not that much of a slog like it was in the second, but man, it was great to see, man. So much so that just like I'm pretty sure every old defender that I could think of was kind of shaking. They were looking at it. They were kind of proud of those young cats last night.
It was old school. It was an old school kind of win. NFC East, lower scoring, defense running the football. 215-592-9494. Anthony, jersey's up. Hey, Anthony.
Eastbound and down, load them up in trucks. We gonna do what they say can't be done. Let's go!
Let's go, Anthony. Anthony's got a spot on the bus. I mean, I could hear him on the bus. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, you. Yes. Man. I love you, man. Here comes the bus. I can't wait for you to cut that beard. Let's go.
I'm okay with it, man.
You know
what? I have an agenda. And my agenda is to make it to the Super Bowl.
Hey.
And if I'm going to be there looking like a 22-year-old man, that might be to my benefit in Louisiana. And who knows?
Hey, man, I was there last night, man, watching the pregame show with you guys. You guys did an unbelievable job, man. Good job covering the game, man. Also, there was Vinny Curry, man. Salute to him, congrats on a wonderful career. Hey, Joe, what did I tell you the other day, Joe, about the LSU guy?
Well, they did a good job on him, Anthony. I still think he's a really, really good young quarterback. But
he has a lot to learn.
Yeah, but they had him, I think, second guessing what he was seeing out there, and then they didn't let him run. I mean, like Hugh was mentioning the play N'Kobe made when he took off. He didn't get much last night.
This is the best I've seen the Georgia boys collectively as a unit play. N'Kobe Dean all over the field. Lonely Smith with a big sack at a huge time. Jalen Carter, man, played all 66 snaps, and oh man, just a wrecking ball up there, man. Let's go, Georgia boys! Yo, Q, unbelievable, man. Them rookie DBs we have. Oh my God, man. Oh my God.
Something special, yeah, Anthony. Something special's going on, Anthony. We appreciate the phone call. Yeah, The ability that they have at all three levels right now on defense is just outrageous. They're getting sacks by committee. Jalen Carter's wrecking the game in the middle. Bond and Dean, you pointed out that play Dean made last night. And then the secondary, I mean, Quinyon takes away half the field. They didn't even look over there. Terry McLaurin, he was matched up on him, Hugh, 20 times. Zero targets.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I think what Coach Fangio did was do a great job of taking away the first read, Joe.
Yep.
That's what it is, because we talked about how – what made this quarterback special, Jaden Daniels, was the fact that he always threw, he got the ball out of his hands quickly. He had to hold the ball a little bit last night.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's what you tend to want to do when you play against a young quarterback. You want to take away that first read. You want to take away that second read. And they did a good job of that last night.
Incredible.
Since somebody brought it to our attention.
They were actually going west for the Super Bowl, not east.
But the premise is it's the same song.
But they got an 18-wheeler in this one.
Yeah, it's the 18-wheelers rolling in this one. So I guess this one's more appropriate since y'all kind of bullied me and took my trip.
Well, because initially, Hugh, but come on, this is bigger than you.
No,
this
but
is,
I'm just
this
saying.
Is, this is our show trip.
Initially, when you talk about the movie, it was a beer run. And basically, the premise was, you know, like in my mind, it's a Bucky's run. And I was, you know, went to my friend's house, Ike, and was going to ask him to come with me.
To Bucky's.
And we were just going to be, you know, but he was going to be Sally Field and I was going to be Burt Reynolds in this story.
Did he agree to that part of it?
I didn't tell him that.
Yeah.
I just said that today on this show.
When I think it's Sally Fields. I don't think Ike Reese, but that's just me.
He didn't know that that was the premise because we were going to be riding the car going down the highway to go, you know, and we would just end up in, you know. He's going to end up in Louisiana.
I think it's very appropriate that the song is really about a beer run. I mean, what will this be?
It's straight up a beer run.
This will be a week-long bar trip to New Orleans.
Yeah, basically, that's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, and if the Eagles make it, we're going to try to make this happen. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction to the win last night. Look, the defense is incredible right now. They're playing at top of the NFL level on the defensive side at all three levels. The running game, I mean, Saquon Barkley has been as good as, if you imagine him being an offensive player of the year, and potential MVP candidate, he's been that. Like, he's lived up to the highest thing he could possibly be as an Eagle so far, and the Eagles have won six games in a row. But, as I said in the first segment, like, there's not very much at all to have doubt on with this football team right now. If there is something, it's the pass game, it's the quarterback. Last night he was not very good. He didn't play terribly where I felt like he was going to cost him the game, but he also didn't dominate or play at a very high level. I thought he was a C kind of quarterback last night. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni after the game about Jalen Hurts and how he played.
The trick play, Jalen Hurts was kind of off. He liked this. He was either holding the ball too long or it was just his timing was off. If there was anything wrong, it was just holding the ball too long.
Well, I'll have to look at the tape. It's everybody that contributes to a slow start offensively. It's not just one person. This is a team game. It's always a team game, and it'll always be the team. And so I'll have to go back and look. What I'm proud of the offense, what they did tonight, is that, you know, they found a way. They found a way to continue to put points on the board, and to be able to stretch that game out. Obviously, the defense did a great job of holding a good offense down, but the offense just kept trying. It kept finding a way. We'll look at the tape. We'll see what happened. It wasn't a great start for us. It was ugly, but sometimes those ugly moments turn into, you know, again, part of it's the run game was a little ugly, and it wasn't as clean. But then as the game progresses, I'm just so proud of the guys that they do truly have this dog mentality of like, all right, it's not going good. Well, what are you going to do about it, right? It's just you just all you can do is learn from what happened, and sometimes it's hard to learn from what happened within game because you don't know exactly sometimes what happened.
I actually thought that was a good job of long talking by Sirianni because
he was long talking.
That was a question about Hurts, and 20 seconds in, you forgot the question was about Hurts. He's talking about grimy and ugly and run game.
It was strategic long talking.
The filibuster.
I got to watch the tape. Whenever a coach says they have to watch the tape, it usually means they don't really have nice things to say, but they want to see it to make sure.
Yeah, because they want to get the whole picture of what actually was going on and try to figure out. You know, and get inside the quarterback's head and see what he was seeing.
Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick on the Amazon set after the game, he put it a little more succinctly than Nick Sirianni. Here's his thoughts on Hurts.
I just keep thinking about you saying this Eagles team is going to get to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Jalen Hurts tonight because they won. His stats look okay. He's been playing great statistically. Looks good. Passer rating. I walk out of this game with not a ton of confidence there in the way that he's playing right now. Or even with A.J. Brown, it just felt like there was a disconnect there tonight. There was some frustration with A.J. We didn't get the ball to Devontae a lot. To me, it seems like if there's a team that gets out and scores, that's going to rear its ugly head at some point.
Ryan Fitzpatrick decided to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue last night.
Yeah, he did. And I get it because he's not the only one. But this is where I guess some of us are because we got boots on the ground. He ain't got no dog in this fight. He's an analyst, a national analyst.
Yep.
It's a little bit different for us because we kind of, you know, we got plenty of time. We got Monday to put everybody on the couch. But we want to enjoy our Friday going into the weekend, drinking weekend. You know, we got 3 days of getting it in. So we want to enjoy that. But he's not lying.
Mm-mm.
You know, sitting there in the company that I watched the game with, people are asking, what's going on with the quarterback? Like, that's not – like, this is during the game. Like, what's going on with the quarterback? The bottom line is we won. We got – and even with that being said, this was early in the game, and some of the sentiment was, hey, we got time. We won the game. We do a lot of critiquing and nitpicking about this quarterback, which we going to do. That ain't going to change. That's not going to change. But not today. I want to enjoy – this Jack Daniels I'm about to crack open once I get off of work at 2 o'clock. I'm going to start early. I'm going to enjoy my Jack Daniels, and I want to watch Mike Tyson beat up Jake Paul.
Is that – well, we got to get your official prediction.
Yeah, I want to watch – well, it's not – that was not my official prediction, but yeah. You know, I want to watch some nice TV, you know, maybe send some – slide in somebody's DMs later on, you know, talk greasy. And that's it. That I want to enjoy my Friday. That was too much information.
A little bit. All right, I'll put it this way on Hurts. We're right back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Wild card weekend in the NFL is Saturday, January 11th through Monday, January 13th, 2025, which by my math gives the Eagles 2 months. They're going to the playoffs.
No doubt.
The only thing I'm concerned about over the next 2 months is injury, right? But they have a great chance to win the division now. Mm-hmm. If they take care of their business, they should be the NFC's champions, and then we'll see where the seeding goes. Even if they're not the one, I think the two is a very attainable thing. Guys, they have 2 months to get Jalen Hurts right. They have 2 months to get Jalen Hurts in the passing game right because everything else is moving in the exact direction you want it to. The passing game needs to be better to go win the Super Bowl. Again, I don't think he was horrendous last night to where it's like I thought he was going to cost him the game, but he needs to be better. 215-592-9494. Let's react to the game, the excitement of the win, the defense, Saquon, and obviously if you still have that doubt on the passing game and the quarterback. Chuck in Mount Airy is up. Hey, Chuck.
We ride down, loading up and trucking.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yo, Jillio, what's the dealio here? What's
Chuck. Up,
I'm going to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue, and I'm going to mess up Hugh Douglas this weekend because I'm going to say Jalen Hurts stinks. Okay, I'm happy with the win. I love that we 8-2. You know what I mean? The defense is phenomenal. You know, my hat's off to Vic Fangio. We got an all-pro at every level of the defense. Jalen Carter, Zach Vaughn. I said all-pro.
Oh, no, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just like, yeah, I was just thinking to myself out loud on the air.
All pro. I mean, Jalen Carter and Quinyon Mitchell and Zach Vaughn. Every level of the defense, they got all pro. I love this defense, man. Everything is there. I just don't see why this quarterback can't get it together. I mean, the running game is there. The offensive line is massive. They can take over whatever they want to. It's just this quarterback, man. Listen, Washington went out and got Marshawn Lattimore because they couldn't stop a nosebleed. You mean to tell me you couldn't exploit this defense more? You know what I mean? And what you did? But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. I guess we're going to jump into that a little bit more next week. You know, we did get the win. I'll take it. But in order for us to get to that next level, I've been saying it all year long. I've seen this in the past. You know, with your teams here, you had great defense. And the quarterback didn't get us over the hump because he just wasn't there. We wasn't on the level of that defense, man. I've seen it before. And I just don't want to go back down that rabbit hole, man. I'm telling you. He's going to be the reason why we don't win a Super Bowl, man, playing this way. You cannot get in holes like this and not start off fast, man. You got a great defense now. You start off fast, man. Can you imagine how great this defense would be and then the crowd would be in it? Like, it's just he takes the air out of the building, man, when he plays this slow. But I don't want to be negative. I don't, man. I really don't. Because we want to be 8-2 right now, and I got more confidence in Nick Sirianni than I ever had. You know what I mean? I'm not apologizing, but I do have confidence in him. This team, and you know, I give my hats off to Kellen Moore. To be able to call plays to fit this offense and fight up this quarterback, It's amazing. It's an amazing job to me, the coordinators are doing. So, I mean, Vic Fangio, too, as well.
Now, they've been great. And Chuck,
I... The Super Bowl if the quarterback can get his act.
Yeah, well, if they do, there's no weakness then. And, Chuck, we appreciate the call. There'd be no weakness. If the pass game gets going to the level we think it should, there's no weakness. I give more credit to last night, Hugh, because that run game, first three quarters, was not anything pretty, right? It was, I think Sirianni called it greasy or grimy or whatever word he used after the game.
Grimy.
It was grimy. The run game was grimy the first quarters. It was a lot of minus two, four, you know, plus four, three. Like, it was like kind of 3 yards in a cloud of dust for 2 hours. But when you have Saquon Hugh and you have this offensive line, keep hammering it because eventually they're going to break one. In the fourth quarter, after the Eagles made that stop, that fourth down stop, where I thought Quinn should have went for the field goal there to make it 13-12 because it was like a 44-yarder. It wasn't a 60-yarder. But when they didn't get that and the Eagles got the football back, he would have felt like the Commanders' defense, they ran out of gas, and the Eagles' run game just ran it right
deflated.
Down the throat.
And you talk about, like, with the running game, it always pays bigger dividends in the second half. I thought that was smart because you're talking about a team that's on 4 days' rest that played a tough physical game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you saw exactly how that affected them because after a while – those tough sledding holes that they had in the first half, they were wide open in the second half. That's what the run game does to you, man. I remember plenty of times being in games where, you know, we would have, say, like Jerome Bettis.
Mm-hmm.
He rushed in the first half for 20 yards. He ended up with like 120 yards at the end of the game because the running game is like chopping down a tree. You know, when you make that first chop, you just see a little hole. But if you keep consistently chopping at it, it's going to get bigger, and eventually that tree's going to fall. That's what the running game was for them last night.
That's what it felt like on the two big Saquon touchdown runs. Like, the tree fell down. Like, you watched the Commanders' defense. They gave out. They had nothing left, and the Eagles just finished the game. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Jeff?
Jeff, how are we feeling today? 8-2.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm feeling really good because I told you guys last week that I wanted to see what they did. This was a litmus test game to me. You guys just talked about this. I was thinking about it. They stuck with the run game. They didn't give up on it when things weren't going as good as they could have been. And they just kept beating them up and wearing them down. And I'm not really going to get on Jalen right now. I mean, that's nitpicking for next week, I guess. But that defense, I'm ready to say it. This is a defensive football team.
Jeff, it is. I mean, I think it is by a lot. And I don't think that's a knock on the players they have on offense because AJ's a great player.
No.
Saquon's a great player. But their defense is the driving force of this team now. I'm just so impressed that they – it's not like they just create turnovers or these, you know, weird plays. Like, last night it felt like the Commanders had three and outs after three and outs. Like, they get them right off the field.
Dude, Jalen Carter, Zach Bond, these guys have really stepped up, and it took a few games for Fangio to get them to where they need to be. But, I mean, that's why I don't like to get on people early in their career or early, you know, in the season, because it takes a little time to get going. But, man, these guys are just shutting down guys, like, left and right.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Jeff, good call, Jeff. Hugh, if you'd said to me before the season, I know you wouldn't believe this because we know where you felt about defense.
Yeah, you know I stood.
Yeah, if you had told me that this would be a top five defense in the NFL, I would have laughed. I mean, like, they were bottom five last year. I don't know if I can ever remember an Eagles defense having this kind of turnaround year over year. Like, you know, sometimes it's like a slow build, right? You draft some players, you get a new coordinator, and it goes from bad to good maybe over like a 2 or 3 year span. They went from bad to really good like that, like in a half a season.
Yeah, and you know what the funny thing about it? They were tested early. Like, when you talk about they were tested in that Green Bay game.
Yeah.
When their backs were against the wall and they stood up. And during the course of the weeks that followed, you know, it was, for me, I was like, because, you know, I was thinking about a lot of what they were last year and a lot of what this offense was supposed to be. But week in and week out, this offense, for lack of a better word to use in this situation, has underachieved for the most part. And this defense has pulled them out of the fire on more than one occasion. Which is pretty cool to see. You know, it took me a while to get there, but I see that, you know, what everybody else is seeing right now. I ain't got to say it again. Y'all heard me say it earlier in the day. I ain't got to say it again.
Well, we have the audio if people need
I'm
to hear
saying.
It again.
I mean,
it's
I ain't got to say it again,
yeah,
but they are really standing on their ear right now, man, and it's great to see. I could just imagine, especially for like a player like N'Kobe Dean, how different it is when he goes into his neighborhood deli and now he's probably not paying for a sandwich. Like, he used to go in there and he used to have to pay for that sandwich. He ain't got to pay for that sandwich no more. Oh, no. Hey, N'Kobe, don't worry about it. Or a haircut. You know what I mean? Or get his little beard shaved up or whatever. Yeah, he ain't got to pay for that no more.
Is this your way of trying to get a free beard shave?
Oh, no. I think I'm just going to I don't know what's about to happen.
You're going to clip that? How are you going to get that thing?
I don't know what's about to happen.
I know what's about to happen. You're about to lose it.
You know what's funny? I was going to call my beard guy today and say, hey, man, I need a trim up. But now I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't know how much long I'm going to have this thing.
Did you notice your Eagles defensive points allowed tracker guy on Twitter? You notice him? He put up the tweet last night, Hugh.
I didn't have to look. I could imagine with the points that were given up last night that it ain't looking too good for me. Because I think at one point it was like 7.9. They were on average. Didn't that average go down last night?
So the Eagles now have allowed 171 points in 10 games. So that's pretty easy math, right? 17.1 points per game. We're right there, Hugh.
I know. That hurt me last night because I think last week, it was 17.9.
So here's the thing. They still have Daniel Jones or whoever the Giants are going to start a quarterback on the schedule. They still got Cooper Rush on the schedule.
Yeah.
Bryce Young on the schedule. You're in trouble, man. I mean, like,
it's one of those things, man, when I looked at, because this was one of the games that I felt like I needed to get points. Now, Dallas, I kind of figured that wasn't
going to happen. All right, be honest
with us. I wasn't rooting last night.
Tell the truth. 26-10, the game is likely over, no matter what the Commanders do in their final little drive there when Ertz scored the touchdown. Are you rooting for the score? And, Hugh, did you like when they overturned the conversion and gave them the 2 points?
I didn't. Because, like, to be totally honest, full disclosure, and, you know, I wouldn't lie to you people. Last night, I wasn't. Because last night, I was trying to figure out what was going on with the quarterback.
Oh, you were kind of locked into that.
Well, I was kind of locked in because, you know, at the half, I'm listening to the game on the way home. I'm listening. And so I'm trying to figure out what is the offense doing. Why are we sputtering?
Yeah.
You know, the way that we are. And the defense was playing well. And then I think we turned the ball over, and that's when Coach Quinn did the 4th-and-3 thing. Then I got to thinking, this is how my mind worked, y'all, so bear with me. I'm like, we really can't call Coach Sirianni a bubblehead anymore because there's so many different examples of bubblehead calls that we feel. In the NFL in the last couple of weeks.
Are you trying to give Kyle ammunition here?
No, I'm not trying to give Kyle ammunition.
None needed.
But
I was right.
I thought Nick coached well last night.
He out-coached the coach of the year favorite.
I think he did, yeah.
I think about some of the moves that were made, because we killed Coach Sirianni. And I still don't understand it. But when you look at the NFL now, Coach Harbaugh had one a couple weeks ago.
Well, everyone gets one or two a season.
But still. The last couple of weeks, the way we've been killing Coach Sirianni, and I don't know what they're doing in other cities, but I'm wondering if they're asking. I'm pretty sure they're probably killing Coach Quinn in Washington.
Probably
this
are. Yeah. Look, I thought Nick did.
Coach Harbaugh. What I say? Coach Harbaugh. Coach Tomlin.
Yeah. I thought
had
Nick,
one.
Nick did a fine job last night. He can't control if the kick. All you can control is the decision, right? And you try to was this the right call in the right moment? The Eagles kickers having a tough time right now. But I actually thought the one before the half. That was a debatable one, right? When they were inside the 5 and he decided. I
would have went there.
I know you would have. I felt good they put some points on the board. I it made me feel like, all right, they got the 0 off the scoreboard. Let's move forward here in the second half.
I guess to me in that situation, the risk-reward is, at worst, or at best, if you kick the field goal, you still need a touchdown. Like, you're down 4 points,
sure,
right?
Sure.
A field goal doesn't do anything. So best case scenario, it's a tie ball game.
So, yes, but at that point, let's say they go for the touchdown there, they don't get it before the half, right?
Mm-hmm.
You play the game out similarly. Once you get to that drive in the fourth quarter, the Commanders are up 10-9, right? Instead of down 12-10. Maybe they're, everything they do is different.
Sure, yeah.
Now, different mentality.
I agree. I just think in the moment, the risk-reward is you need a touchdown regardless if you kick the field goal or if you don't get it. So 0-7 and 3-7 is not that big of a difference. Whereas 7-7 versus 0-7 is a huge difference.
Yeah, well, of course. 215-592-9494. Donald in Chester is up. What's up, Donald?
Donald.
Fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle. Shoot, doop. What's up, fellas?
What's going
Donald,
on, man?
What's up, buddy?
I'm good, man. Listen, the first thing I want to say is, listen, I was watching a
a clipping on YouTube about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
KD was holding an interview, you know, and she was talking about the Commanders because we all know KD's from D.C.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. He says, I'm afraid of those, of them Eagles. I'm afraid of them Eagles.
He gets it then. He gets it.
Yeah, because he said they starting to get their swag and they getting everything together. And man, after last night, I could understand why he was so afraid
of course.
But man, it was good to see Nolan Smith get a sack.
Nolan Smith got like, what, 4 or 5 on the season?
Yeah, now Donald, I love that. He had the bend he had there. He like, you know, he didn't take a, he took a really small angle and he was able to just
3.5
work around. Yeah, yep.
And see, and the thing is about Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels is not going to be a bust. And he isn't. He's not going to be a bust. So it was a statement for our defense last night.
Oh, there's no question. That was their best performance. All things considered, they took a team that was averaging down almost 400 yards and almost 30 points, and they held them down the whole game.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that we get the rest. I'm so glad we get this mini bye, and I hope AJ and Hurts can work out some things, you know, and we be all set for the Rams a week from now.
Well, that mini bye is a big thing. Yeah, because, you know, the Eagles had their bye early. This is kind of like that second little mini bye in the middle of the season. It's an important one for sure.
Because we sure do need it, man. But there's nothing like a strong running game and defense to go with it.
I'm telling you, what's old is new again. Donald, good phone call. It feels like we've traveled back in time. I think it was Chuck a few minutes ago who mentioned like the circa 01, 02 Eagles. This kind of reminds me of that, right? Like, a really good defense, a running game, and Donovan was a good quarterback, but Donovan wasn't lighting it up at that point, Hugh. You know, Donovan, 2 years later when T.O. got here, put up huge numbers.
Yeah, it was different.
But you guys won with the run game and defense. That's how you won, and it feels like this team has now kind of made that its formula.
Yeah, but I think that most fans would agree that when you look at this team and the weapons that we have, these games shouldn't be slogs. And I think that's where the frustration is. You know, because when you talk about because we've seen it. We've seen the body of work of AJ when AJ's on.
Yep.
And we've seen how this offense looks when you get the ball to the receivers. Because, like, five receptions last night for 65 yards, even though they threw for 221 yards, you need more out of that. When I look at this stat line, then I see Dallas Goedert, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, you know, guys like that, you have to get them somewhat involved and make sure that you keep them interested in what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, I mean, they had what, 10 points till the fourth quarter? I mean, like they didn't, the offense, 12 points early in the fourth quarter, they didn't do much. Offensively, passing the ball, Saquon took over and the defense was remarkable.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.